There is nothing wrong with your radio. Do not attempt to adjust it. We are controlling transmission. We will control the frequency. For the next 3 hours, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure.
Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Good morning, Greater Lansing. It's the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS, on this rainy, muggy Saturday morning, July 24th, 2010. I'm Tom Crawford, back in studio for the first time in a couple of weeks. I was up north on vacation, did a couple of radio spots, and now doing a radio spot driving in as far as from the phone. Running a little bit late, but should be here in a few seconds. We have Jack Ebling on the other end of our line. Good morning, Jack.
Tom, you're getting ready to go down to Comerica Park, I understand.
Yeah, I'm getting excited, but I'm worried. I'm looking at these clouds, and I want things to clear up because this is something I do with the some high school buds for the last 8-10 years. We go down, always pick a Tiger game, and I wanted to pick one in July as opposed to August, which was the other option as we were trying to match our schedules, because of the fact I wanted them still in the pennant race, and it was a legitimate concern.
Well, they certainly want to get the game in tonight. They don't want to try to have two rainouts in one weekend to reschedule.
Absolutely.
Had that last night, so tell us a little bit about this ritual and who you're going with and what you expect to see, a little Tiger baseball.
Well, I have, obviously I love going to Comerica Park, you know, and I saw this picture on the front page of Detroit News of people going back to Tiger Stadium and playing on the old, you know, playing surface there because there's so much love. And I had a lot of love for Tiger Stadium. I love going to Comerica. I think the sight lines are outstanding. Some people have different opinions about Comerica. It's so easy. The parking's relatively easy. I got some high school buds that from Eastern High School, class of 74 that we go down and we meet a couple guys down there, meet us there. And it's something that you got to do every year to renew your friendships, I think. And so we keep doing this. And we've gone down there during some lean years when they've been 20, 25 games out of first place or double digits under 500. So it's nice to have this situation this year where they're still in the hunt. Obviously, it was the same situation 2006. And last year they were in the hunt, obviously, right up to the last game. So I like going down to Comerica. It's relaxing. I love watching baseball in person much more than I do on TV. I know you're in the same category in that regard.
Yeah. Are you a good luck charm?
I think lately I have been. I think we've two or three in a row here. It's going up and down. Another thing I do like about Comerica on Saturday night are the fireworks that they typically have after the game.
All right. Now, what are the odds of this? Tom Crawford is going to see a game in person in 2010 before I am.
You know, that was my next question, Jack. I mean, because you haven't mentioned that you have been down to Comerica, and I usually recall you being down there 2-3 times at least every year.
No, I'm going to be down there next week a couple of times, actually. So,
okay.
But not yet. You beat me.
Okay. Well, listen, are you going to be in here shortly?
I'll be there in 30 seconds. I'm walking in right now.
Okay. Now, as we talk, I got a great guest for us at 8:35, you know, because we had a hole to fill at 8:35. And I said, okay, I'm going to fill it. I'm going to fill it with my man. I'm going to fill it with Josh Hemholt of the Wolverine to talk about Michigan football, which is my love and passion. And so he's going to be on at 8:35 and, then we have some other open lines this first segment so other people can chime in. But I'm sure you have some good questions to ask Josh as well as me.
Now he's coming at 8:35. Is he going to be done by 8:40, or is he going to have enough to talk about for 10 minutes?
No, he's going to have a ton to talk about because everybody's a winner in August, or late July, rather. Everybody's a winner. Everybody's excited down in Ann Arbor. Things are going to turn around. That's the way I'm going to approach this season. They just had the showcase of the suites and the new press box and all the renovations. Everybody's all fired up. So on September 4th, I'm thinking that, everybody's going to have a great attitude. It's going to be a packed stadium when the UConn Huskies come to town at the Big House. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning. You know, we have some other great guests. We have Mo Egger is going to join us.
Yeah. Yeah, is he still striving to
play in the summer league? Yeah,
in the NBA.
Yeah, saw him the other night. In fact, I think it was on NBA TV.
Now I'm trying to think of how has Mo been out? But what, 3-4 years, 4-5 years?
No, he's been out longer than that. You know, their last year was
2005.
Yeah.
Okay, he's been out 5 years. So physically, he's still able to do it. Yeah, it's it's so doggone competitive to get to the NBA, and God bless those guys.
Well, he's been here. He's been on a roster. He's played, but
But getting, you know, getting an established there. I know Charlie Bell had to work hard. A lot of these people go overseas.
Right.
And
you don't have to hold a benefit for any of them. They're doing fine.
Yeah. And he's got, doesn't he have a company, recording company or something like that?
In fact, while you were gone, Scott lined up, Dan Duggar, and we talked with him about Mo's music. And, he's going to be doing a lot of things that you'll be seeing at Spartan Stadium and Breslin Center. A lot of rejoins.
So they're going to stay. He's staying involved with the program. I love seeing that, these former athletes, both at the Michigan and Michigan State front, doing that.
We are also going to talk with Mike Griffith from the Knoxville News Sentinel about these SEC media days.
Wow, did you see all the feedback about the agents? It's war against against the agents at the SEC. Nick Saban really had some strong opinions about that.
And we're going to talk more about that. We're also going to chat with Ryan Field and Mr. Tiger. He's course working with
Mr.
FSN
Dyke Stadium
Detroit.
Namesake, huh?
Tigers Weekly. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but
that's on Fox.
Yeah,
I see some of it on occasion.
Yeah, and last night they did a great thing about how they prepare the ballpark. They did a very nice job with that story. Spent a half hour on it.
Really? Yeah. I love those behind the scenes stories more than just talking about personnel and trade deadlines and things like that.
Showed you what happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, so it was a time frame. Yeah.
It basically went through the day,
showed
you what happened when the ballpark opened. And the ballpark opens 90 minutes before the first pitch, and all the people lined up, waiting to get positioned to get a ball in batting practice.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting. Showed the grounds crew what they do.
Did you do that as a kid? Going on Tiger Stadium, I always try to get tickets in left field.
I never did that. Never
we
did
get
that.
There real early, you know, because in batting practice, I mean, they're knocking them out of the park, literally. I mean, left and right. And Willie Horton was my favorite player.
Yeah,
and I always wanted to get batting practice, home run from Willie Horton. Never.
Did you ever come close?
A little bit, but not that close. Probably wasn't aggressive enough. Wasn't going flying over two rows for it. But I love.
Did you ever
Willie
get your hand on a ball? Did you the ball
for
on
batting
ever...
practice?
Yeah, no.
No,
you gotta be a little bit lucky.
I've caught a couple, believe it or not, at what do they call Olds Park now? Cooley Law School Stadium.
Yeah,
I have done that. Yeah, it's just luck of the just.
Now is the right kid okay? That 4 year old you pushed out of the way to get that ball?
You know, I always love that scene on Sports Center. You know, if I'm an adult and there's some young person and you're going after the ball, it's not worth it, guys. You're just gonna get torched on Sports Center because some camera's gonna pick it up.
393-3700, 393-3700, the number to call.
Good to see you, Jack. I forgot how good looking you were.
Boy, something is wrong here.
I got some in my coffee this morning.
We have in the next segment, and then 850 is going to be open, and we'll have a shot in the 9 o'clock hour. A couple of shots, I think, at a 9 o'clock hour for people to call, and, of course, they can listen. 1320WILS.com.
I know. I mean,
live streaming.
I hear more and more people are doing that, embracing technology that is out there.
And also go back and hear any of these interviews later, the podcasts, at 1320WILS.com. So
I heard Dave Benton did a great job last week.
Dave Benton was terrific. He really was.
Plethora of knowledge and articulation.
Missed you, and it's great to have Scott back, too, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
It really is.
He was up at the lake, too. We were both up at the lake. We were exchanging lake pictures.
Tell us where you were. You were near Alpena, right?
Yeah, I was at Fireside Inn, which is technically in Presque Isle, Michigan, just north of Alpena.
You know why you're at East Side? Because you're from the Flint area. So you Flint people go straight. When you go up north, you go up to Alpena and Tawas and all that area. And from Lansing to the westbound, we go up north in the northwest part of lower Michigan. That's just a general.
Don't a lot more people go northwest than northeast?
Well, yeah, that's a more established area, but I'm telling you what, as Tim Allen will tell you on the Pure Michigan ads, the blue waters of Lake Huron are real. And it's less crowded over there. I mean, there's Hubbard Lake over there, and there's some nice areas in the northeast part of lower Michigan, and they're kind of a well-kept secret. I could work for the Michigan
Chamber. Do you know that Lake Huron is the third largest body of fresh water in the world?
Oh, yeah. We have.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but it surprised me.
First and third here among the Great Lakes.
We have more shoreline than anybody. I mean, we have, we might be bad economically, not to get off sports here for a second, in the state of Michigan. But I'll tell you what, we got over everybody right now. We got fresh water. because there are some states down south that are going to be running out of water. I'm talking
you
about
sound
Nevada.
Like Earl Robinson. He
I'm talking about Nevada. I'm talking about Florida.
Yeah, that's
no,
exactly
people
right.
Hating on Michigan. I mean, I don't. Those people come crying our way and looking for fresh water.
Earl says he hopes all the people in Arizona die of thirst. All the people who move down there, he's just going to sit there and just like put a cup of water in front of him and then jerk it away at the last minute.
Watering those golf courses, trying to create something out of nothing in the desert. Sorry.
That's what they get, right?
You're going to dance, you're going to be paying the fiddler, I'll tell you what.
All right. We will be back in just a moment. A reminder, give us a call. 393-3700, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.